You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovek on Bloomberg Radio.
What I'm about to tell you is a matter of life and death. If the soil dies, we die. But there's a way to save our precious soils. It's called regeneration.
Regeneration is not just restoring the land to the state that we found it at, but actually making it better.
All right, what you've been hearing and watching, for those who are watching on our streaming service and YouTube, that is from the documentary Common Ground, which looks into how food production and agriculture can be done better with less environmental impact by looking at our past and to our past and looking to regenerative agriculture.
For more on the film and its deep dive into the agricultural history of the U.S., we welcome the filmmakers behind it, the husband and wife team of Josh and Rebecca Tickle. Thanks so much for joining us. I just want to start with how you guys got into this. Rebecca, I want to start with you. Talk to us a little bit about why you wanted to dive into regenerative agriculture and really the agricultural history of the U.S.
We've made 20 films on the environment. Almost all of them are documentaries. And we started off focusing on reducing our emissions. And then we realized at a certain point that even if we reduced all of our emissions and stopped emitting today, that it wasn't going to take that legacy load of carbon that we've emitted into the atmosphere and do anything with it. And the only way we can actually do anything with it is through biosequestration using plants. And so regenerative agriculture, it's a way of building soil that not only benefits the environment, draws down that legacy ton of carbon that we've put up into the atmosphere, but it also helps farmers to make a profit. And so as soon as we learned this, and as parents, we knew that we had to take this message and tell it as well as we can and broadcast it as loudly as we could to as many people as we can, because right now everyone is facing this climate anxiety. We're facing climate anxiety, and we don't have to. We can take that same energy and put it towards the solution of regenerating our soil and stabilizing the climate. So as soon as we discovered that and we learned that, we knew that we were going to take our skills as filmmakers and use it to tell that story.
Josh and Rebecca, take a step back. You know, over the years and a few years ago, I should say, remember working with the folks over at Chipotle who've also had done some films and really looked into, you know, regenerative farming and how we could farm better. You guys have been doing this for a long time and you've done so many films on the environment. First of all, talk to us about kind of that trajectory and what you've seen and whether we're making any progress on doing things better and reducing the impact on our agricultural economy, on what we eat, and really just kind of helping out the climate. Are we doing anything better?
Well, we have done this for 20 years, and I think awareness is higher now than it's ever been. When we released Kiss the Ground, the film that the prior film to Common Ground, it was during COVID lockdown, and that film went absolutely viral. People were so interested in the connections between soil and health, and I think that remains today. I think the gap for most people, and where especially parents, moms, folks who shop at the grocery store, where the gap is people are questioning what decisions will make the biggest impact for their health and what decisions are going to make the biggest impact for the climate. The awareness is there, but what decisions to make? That's the question. And that's where Common Ground comes in. It really says, hey, look, here are your options. We don't tell people what to do in the film, but we give people a strong understanding so that they can make choices that work for them and their family. And that's why we're excited about the Earth Day release of Common Ground that's coming out this Earth Day in theaters.
Hey, Rebecca, I wanted to ask just about, and Josh as well, about the some of the cast that you feature. A huge group of people, but some real household names here. I mean, we're talking about stars like Woody Harrelson, Jason Momoa, Rosario Dawson. Rebecca, talk a little bit about how you get them involved. Was it, given
well,
your history,
Woody,
is it pretty easy?
Well, Josh here, I first heard of Josh because he had driven the veggie van across the country promoting biodiesel back in the 90s and wrote a book that taught people how to make it. And so, of course, Woody was driving across the country in his hemp biodiesel van, and every time it would break down, they would call on Josh to help them figure out how to problem solve. So he was definitely on board and has been on board with our work from the beginning, and we could not be more grateful to him. And along the way, we've met Laura Dern through our film on the BP oil spill. And, you know, we just come to know these other incredible, passionate activists who are also concerned about the environment, who also happen to be mega celebrities like Jason Momoa and Rosario Dawson. And they are also deeply committed to stabilizing the climate. And as parents, when they learned what we were sharing with them, it was a no-brainer that they wanted to be involved and use their voice and their reach to be able to promote this message. Because as far as we're concerned and as far as they're concerned, this is the most important issue that we're facing. It's also the biggest opportunity. We're talking about a $1 trillion industry that is barreling towards us. And this is the moment for people to find their role and to take a leadership position when it comes to regenerating the climate, because we have this small window right now where we can course correct, and Common Ground shows people how we can do that. And what better way to celebrate Earth Day to go and find where your role in regenerating the climate and stabilizing the climate is.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, one thing I wanted to ask is that, you know, as you said, you know, agriculture is a massive industry. Commercial farming is massive. And you have to go up against some really big, you know, food companies and so on. And sometimes it's hard to turn the needle. I do believe you can make changes one step at a time or 1 acre at a time. But talk to us about that battle, whether it's through lobbying, whether it's through just the massive amount of money that the commercial food industry has and can really impact or prevent change. What can you tell us in the insight on that you guys are seeing in these 20 years of reporting and in this film in particular?
Well, you guys are a business network and you obviously are talking to business-minded people. Ultimately, the food industry in the United States is driven by consumers. It's not driven by policy so much as it's driven by everyday people like you and me, who, if we're lucky, we get to make 3 votes a day with our forks and knives. And that's where the real power of this movement is. You see, when we released Kiss the Ground, there were no acres in the US to speak of in regenerative agriculture. Fast forward, only 4 years after we released that movie, 34 million acres in transition to regenerative agriculture today. That's tremendous. That's six times more than organic agriculture did in 50 years, happened in 4 years. So we're seeing consumer demand push big, big companies like Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and then of course the suppliers themselves, and even back into the supply chain as deep as the agricultural chemicals that supply fertilizers and chemicals and seeds. That's how deep the consumer push for regenerative agriculture is going. We know as Common Ground is releasing in the theaters, that's the name of the film. We want everybody to see it. It's incredible. You should go watch Common Ground. As it's releasing in theaters now, that consumer demand is spiking. What happens when it goes on digital this fall? We're talking about 100 to 200 million consumers watching a movie that shows them how to make choices around regenerative agriculture. Forget about it. This is, you know, this is a movement that is happening. And I think food companies should seriously look at getting on board.
Well, Josh, oftentimes when we talk about the idea of having the opportunity to buy, to choose where you get your food, to buy food that is organic, buy food that is grown in a way that you want to support, it involves people spending more money. And I'm just wondering about, you know, what you would say to folks who might say, you know, wait a second, it's nice to actually have the opportunity to do that, but there are so many people out there who can't really afford to make those decisions, and they're shopping purely based on price.
Yeah, that's a great question. We get that question all the time as well. You know, we've been doing these films for a long time. So Common Ground is the second film, Kiss the Ground is the first one. We actually produced a free food guide on the Common Ground film website, commongroundfilm.org, for everybody to download. And that guide really takes you through the steps of eating a more regenerative diet. The way we look at it is this is not a 100% change for anyone, even us. You're always modifying your diet, right? And families' needs change, but we want to make the best choices at the time. So what tools do we have? Certainly the age-old adage of shopping around the outside of the supermarket, that's a good one. But another one is in California, we have a program where food stamps are given twice the value. The SNAP program or your SNAP card, you get twice the value in most places when you shop at a farmer's market. And I've never been to a farmer's market where a farmer isn't willing to negotiate and throw in some more apples, potatoes, you know, corn, whatever it is. So there are a lot of ways to attack the idea of how do we gradually increase the health of our families? We don't have to do it all in a day.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be more expensive. In fact, it could be cheaper.
So Rebecca, I want to bring you back in, and you know, as this film is all about regenerative farming, and you know, we kind of throw terms around, and you touched on it at the beginning of our conversation, but break it down and how it works, how it can work on a grand scale, and why it is so much better for the environment. And I'm curious about yield too.
I love talking
about
this.
Yeah,
I come from a legacy farming family, and we've certainly in my family used our fair share of chemicals and done our fair share of tillage. Basically, the principles of regeneration and of regenerative agriculture is building soil, growing food in a way that's in symbiosis with nature. And the practices that are involved in regenerative agriculture are pretty simple. It's farming and eating in context. So we live in California, we can grow things that are more Mediterranean, but you wouldn't grow those same things in Chicago or in Vermont. So it's about getting creative and figuring out what's growing locally and regionally that can improve the health of my soil and my environment and my body. And then other practices like no tillage or minimal disturbance to the soil. So there's some tillage that has to happen for things like carrots, but overall, you want to protect the life that's in the soil by not disturbing it and cutting it up. Reducing, obviously, fertilizers, chemicals like pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, you know, really just helping the life in the soil to flourish. Because when you're encouraging life in the soil, you're encouraging life in our bodies because we're really a reflection of that soil. And then keeping the ground covered at all times. Farmers in the regenerative movement like to say, Mama likes to be covered. Keep mama covered. So if you see bare ground, you're exposing that ground to potential, you know, being evaporated up into the air like dust storms. And so really what you want to do is secure that soil with cover crops. It's a great way to bring nutrients back into dead dirt, begin the process of bringing it back to life. And when you implement, and then the last big one is animal integration. So making sure that it's not just a monocrop, but making sure that farm or that field or that ecosystem is filled with biodiversity. Because biodiversity, not just in the food that's being grown, but also in the life that you see in that farm. You should see the whole trophic cascade, really, when you're growing food. That is reflected in the food. And so one of the things that we talk about in Common Ground is let your food be your medicine, let your medicine be your food. And if we take care of the soil and we implement these practices into our farming, we take care of the earth will take care of us.
Okay, maybe this is super naive of me, but I feel like Tim and I sometimes ask this a lot of like, okay, if it's so good and makes such sense, why isn't this happening? What is the biggest obstacle? We know the government, I think in the latest infrastructure bill has the Inflation Reduction Act, I think made $20 billion available to the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service to address popular conservation programs. There's stuff going into farming. So if it makes such sense, why isn't it happening?
Well, the good news is it is happening. As we said, you know, we've
faster.
Why isn't it happening faster? Yes. Well, I think we're on an exponential curve with this. Mm. This is, you know, you got to understand, Kiss the Ground only came out in 2020. And that was during a massive, you know, global lockdown. So we've really only had maybe 24 months to activate around this set of concepts, which, look, this is all ancient knowledge. We didn't come up with regenerative agriculture. But the fusion of modern technology and precision agriculture with ancient traditional knowledge is showing that we can produce way more food for way more people and sequester carbon. I think we're going to see within the next 24 to 36 months an absolute exponential uptake in this. And that's all the way from the government sector. The farm bill is being modified to include soil health. We're seeing this on a state and local level. We're seeing this on a national level. We're seeing this on an international level. So that's part of why we're excited is we've made environmental documentaries for 20 years. Your first question, are we moving the needle? If you would have asked us maybe 10 years ago, we would have said, I don't know. But today we can safely say regenerative agriculture is on track to outpace organic and all of the other natural foods trends. And it's going to do so within 2 to 3 years. That's amazing.
Will we see something on packaging that tells us this or no?
Yes. As a matter of fact,
okay.
We have an initiative. It's called 100 Million Acres. 100millionacres.org is the website. And you can see all of the logos of all of the certifiers that are already in play. Whole Foods and Trader Joe's have approved 3 of them. Internal estimates, they believe it will outpace the organic logo well and truly within 36 months. So yes, you will see logos in the store. They will be certified. And then you will be able to look up that certifier. There'll be transparency as to how those acres were certified. So a very good system is in place, and it's coming to a grocery store near you.
Well, not everyone, speaking of grocery stores, is lucky enough to live near Rainbow Bridge Natural Foods in Ojai and get to experience the legendary grilled tofu that I survived on in high school when I lived there, guys. But I do wonder about what people can do if where they live do not have these sorts of items for sale. I mean, are we in an environment where people can actually go and talk to the folks who work in grocery stores, big chains, grocery stores, where people get their food and actually affect real change?
Absolutely. Look, I think grocery management is very open to conversations, at least in my experience, no matter where you live. I mean, if you live in Poughkeepsie, if you live in Bismarck, it doesn't matter. They want to service you as the consumer. And you as a consumer is ultimately the one with the power. We don't say, hey, ask for them to replace a product. We say, look at the company and see if they have an option. Some of these companies now have regenerative options. So King Arthur Flour, the largest manufacturer of wheat in the United States, arguably the world, now has a regenerative option. Hmm. All they have to do is carry that SKU next to the regular flour.
Right.
Give consumers a choice. Very simple. Well,
we so appreciate talking with you guys. Thank you so much, Josh and Rebecca Tickle. Of course, their documentary, Common Ground, and it's going to have, in honor of Earth Day, the film will have an exclusive one-day-only screen event at AMC Theaters coming this Monday, April 22nd.
Ojai is the type of place where you can just walk around and grab oranges off a tree and eat them. You know, avocados everywhere. pretty amazing.
What I love is every day I learn a little bit more about Tim Stenovek. All right, great to check in with them. Thanks so much, everybody. All right, you are listening and watching Bloomberg Business Week, and this is Bloomberg.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.